I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash, and we're building bridges. Later on, we'll grab our strike support signs and head up to the UAW support rally in front of General Motors headquarters on Billionaires Row in Midtown Manhattan, where it's all out to support striking UAW workers. 32 hours of work for 40 hours of pay, and two-tier systems of wage and benefits, thoroughly discriminatory and breaks apart the working class, and for COLAs for all workers. UAW's stand-up strike, labor and community supporters must speak out for justice for those who do the work. This strike, it's the fruit of decades of efforts to return the union to its militant roots. Workers from the Flint sit-down strikes of 36 and 37 to the now stand-up strike and fighting back, a watershed moment for the labor movement. But first, let's hear the new democratically elected grassroots worker president of the UAW, John Fain, tell it like this, and then we'll get our walking shoes ready, our signs in hand, and chanting, no justice, no jeeps. We'll join the support rally for our striking United Auto Workers siblings.
UAW family, we will be announcing the next targets for our stand-up strike as we fight for a historic victory at the Big Three. But first, I want to take a moment to honor our members who are already on strike. Together, we're putting the fight back in UAW and in the entire labor movement. A union that's not prepared to strike to win is like a fighter with one hand tied behind his back. Without the strike weapon, the war on workers is a rigged fight. For decades, it's been the same story. Unchecked corporate power, disappearing worker power. The result is massive inequality across our society. To restore the balance of power, we have to restore the strike. That's what every one of our striking members is doing. Our local 2326 strikers at West Rock Packaging in Dayton, New Jersey are standing strong for the affordable health care that every person should have a right to. Our local 644 members at Dometic outside Philadelphia are standing up to a global corporation that makes billions in profits but won't pay every worker a living wage. Our strikers at Thombert in Newton, Iowa, local 997, are fighting for work-life balance that every worker deserves. Here in Michigan, our members at Blue Cross Blue Shield are striking to stop the outsourcing that puts CEO pay before patient care. Our movement is fighting everywhere, not just in Michigan, but from east to west and from north to south. Our members at ZF in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, make axles for Mercedes when they're on the job. Today, they're on strike. They're teaching Mercedes the same lesson we're teaching the Big Three. Not a single wheel will turn without us. That's what's happening across the vehicle supply chain. Members of UAW Local 259 at an Infiniti dealership in Long Island, New York, faced down the boss and won a new agreement. They called a strike in the morning, and by the afternoon, management caved. Now they have a new agreement with serious gains and no concessions. Our members at Mack Truck may also be hitting the picket lines when their agreement expires at midnight on Sunday. Sadly, Mack Truck is following the same tired playbook as so many of our other employers. They're dragging out bargaining till the very last minute. The company took 3 weeks to respond to our economic demands, and then they put a long list of concessions on the table. Our members at Mack voted by 98% to authorize a strike. So unless the company gets serious, they're about to learn firsthand that our union's back in the fight, and we're not backing down to anybody. And just down the road from Solidarity House, UAW members at Detroit's MGM Grand Detroit, Motor City Casino, and Hollywood at Greektown are taking a strike authorization vote as we speak. They're part of the Detroit Casino Council, a group of five unions working together for a fair contract. following COVID shutdowns and with throughout Detroit casino workers that faced all kinds of sacrifices. They sacrificed raises. They shouldered heavier workloads so the industry could recover. And now workers are struggling to make ends meet, even as the industry generates all-time record-high gaming revenues. We have over 18,000 Big Three members on strike at 41 facilities in 21 states. That includes over 5,000 workers striking at parts distribution centers and CCAs at Stellantis and GM from California to Massachusetts. These facilities represent a key revenue stream for the Big Three, and for years have represented a lower paid tier of workers. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge something very disturbing we've seen on a few picket lines at parts depots. We've heard of multiple instances from California to Michigan to Massachusetts of violence against our picketers from people crossing our picket line. We've had guns pulled on us, trucks and cars rammed through us, and violent threats hurled at us. We will not be intimidated into backing down by the companies or their scabs. Our cause is just, striking for a better future to protect our communities and to defeat corporate greed is not just our right, it's our duty. And shame on anyone that would engage in this violence against our members. To the public, we invite you to stand with us on the picket line if you support our cause. In our own union, during our 2019 strike at General Motors, one of our union brothers was killed on the picket line. Company and scab violence is not new. Our union's been fighting it for nearly a century. We didn't back down then, and we won't back down now. And we know America has our back. We were joined on the picket line by none other than the President of the United States. It was a historic day. We picketed at GM's Willow Run facility where UAW members built the B-24 Liberator bombers during World War II. Our union was essential in building what was called the arsenal of democracy. Just like 80 years ago, today, our union is building a different arsenal of democracy. But this war isn't against some foreign country. The front lines are right here at home. It's the war of the working class versus corporate greed. We are the new arsenal of democracy. The workers are the liberators, and our strike is the vehicle for liberation. I want to be clear about one thing about the president's historic visit. The most powerful man in the world showed up for one reason only, because our solidarity is the most powerful force in the world. When we stand together, united, in the cause of economic and social justice, there's nothing we can't do. Let's talk about bargaining at the Big Three. UAW family, I'm going to be very direct with you. Over the last week, the vice presidents and your national negotiators in my office have been working night and day to bargain a record contract that reflects the record profits we have produced for the Big Three. Ford and GM have refused to make meaningful progress at the table. That's why at noon Eastern time today, we will expand our strike to these two companies. Negotiations haven't broke down. We're still talking with all three companies, and I'm still very hopeful that we can reach a deal that reflects the incredible sacrifices and contributions our members have made over the last decade. But I also know that what we win at the bargaining table depends on the power we build on the job. It's time to use that power. That's why I'm calling on an additional 7,000 members across Ford and GM to go on strike today. I'm calling on Ford's Chicago assembly plant to stand up and go on strike. And I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike. And let me be clear, and this is important, Lansing Regional Stamping will continue working. Our courageous members at these two plants are the next wave of reinforcements in our fight for record contracts. We are not calling on any additional members at Stellantis to go on strike. Moments before this broadcast, Stellantis made significant progress on the 2009 cost of living allowance, the right not to cross a picket line, as well as the right to strike over product commitments and plant closures and outsourcing moratoriums. We are excited about this momentum at Stellantis and hope it continues. Until then, We will keep building our arsenal of democracy, and we will win. Our strategy is working. As the President of the United States recently put it, UAW members saved the automobile industry back in 2008 when we made a lot of sacrifices. We gave up a lot, and the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well, and guess what? We should be doing incredibly well, too. Over the last 10 years, the Big Three have made $250 billion in North American profits. Over the last 6 months, the Big Three have made a record $21 billion in North American profits. We knew going into this fight that the road ahead was going to be difficult, and we knew that it was unlikely this would be quick. To quote the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. UAW family, you are the force that bends that arc. Our anger is righteous and our struggle is just. We are fed up with corporate greed, and we are fed up with corporate excess, with breaking our bodies for companies that take more and more and give less and less. Today, 25,000 of us will be on strike for a better future. To all our community and political allies, we invite you to join our picket lines. To our UAW family still working on the job, keep monitoring for the status quo violations and keep refusing voluntary overtime. And keep showing the companies that you're ready to stand up when you're called. When we win this fight, when we right the wrongs of the past 15 years and longer, and when we set a new course for future generations, it won't be because of any president, not the UAW president, not the president of the United States. It will be because ordinary people did extraordinary things. Our solidarity is our strength. And right now, our strength is the hope of working class people everywhere. Let's stand up and win this thing for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for our country, and for our future.
Same work as Bob, but make lesser money, feel like I'm getting robbed. I can't even buy the same cars that I make on the salary I make. Come on now, give me a break. 10 years, $250 billion. I'm under 30,000. I want to buy a house, but yet I stay in public housing. I'm living check to check, trying to figure out this disconnect. We make you so much money, but yet get no respect. I might lose my job because I ain't a hiree. I do my job and steal a temp, so why you yet to hire me? I'm a wizard with words, might say something you never heard. I'm living in the ghetto, but I should be in the burbs. I remember when my daddy didn't work for Jim. They was making money, now the pay we make is trim. You took away our pension and retirement ain't the same. I can work for you for 30, leave with nothing, that's a shame. My family fit poor, I work hard, but I'm poor. So please understand why we knocking on your door. I don't want to fight and I don't want to go on strike. Only thing I'm really asking is you please treat us right.
Greedy minds, crooked signs.
UAW!
Stand and fight!
UAW!
Stand and fight!
A decent contract!
Is a human right!
A decent contract!
Is a human right!
So never give up!
Never give up!
Never give out!
Never give out!
Because who's gonna win?
We're gonna win!
Who's gonna win?
We're gonna win!
Because who makes cars?
We make cars!
Who makes cars?
We make cars!
An injury to one!
Is an injury to all!
An injury to one!
Is an injury to all!
So what do we want?
A decent contract!
So what do we want?
A decent contract!
And when do we want it?
Now!
You,
one struggle!
One fight!
One
struggle.
One struggle.
Because who makes cars?
My name is Charles Jenkins, the president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists New York Chapter.
Several of us have called this action in solidarity. Teamsters Local 808, Chris Rivera. Hey. Omar Wally from D12. Hey. Lockla, Clo, and other activists understanding the attack on workers. And that we intend to show solidarity across every single strike line in this here city. Because this is the way workers fight back. We're here in front of the GM building, and workers are standing up. That's what you see all across this country. Workers are saying, It's time for the companies to pay back. So we come to say, pay up! They need to fight back.
Who makes cars?
We make cars.
Who makes cars?
We make cars.
Who makes cars?
We make cars.
We're going to bring up some of the organizers that understood how important it was to join and support the United Auto Workers. And let me start by Brother Chris Sabam, who's been a longtime fighter on these here streets. Brother Chris Sabam.
I'm glad you took the time to come and stand in solidarity, not just with these workers. What they are trying to do is to undermine your future. Your parents and your parents' parents made a battle to bring America to a particular place. And now they're trying to undermine that place for a few. The 0.001%. It ain't even the 1%. It's a very small few that you can have $200 billion and do not want you to have a pension, do not want you to have health care, do not want you to have decent wages, don't want you to be able to buy a house, don't want you to be able to buy a car once the strike is over, don't want you to be able to do these things. We have to fight for you, for these young kids right here, because it's your future. And we have to fight for your future. And we're going to stand in solidarity with the UAW workers. We're going to stand in solidarity with SAG-AFTRA. We're going to stand in solidarity with the students, because this student debt is another thing they call indentured servitude. So when we talk about taxing the rich, tax is just a methodology to distribute wealth, to redistribute. So we take it from them rich sons of guns, and we pass it on to the rest of us. And we have a right to that, because we created the wealth. Ain't never been a boss able to do the work yet. That tells you all of us are essential. And we have the power, and we're going to take it. We ain't leaving up. It's not going to be end after the strike. This battle goes on until there's a redistribution of wealth in this country so we all can live right.
We'll bring up Comrade Grant from Party for Socialism and Liberation.
When workers' rights are under attack, what do we do?
Party for Socialism and Liberation. I'm also the incoming vice president of UAW 2710, Student Workers of Columbia. We're so proud to be out here with our UAW union siblings. Being a socialist helps me answer a lot of tough questions from union members. I was out canvassing the new classes. Somebody asked me, UAW, what do we have in common with auto workers? And my answer was, what don't we have in common with auto workers? We're all members of the working class. We work for a $15 billion institution up at Columbia, the largest private landowner in New York City. Do we not have kids? Do we not need to go to the doctor? We all have the same interests. And the only way to get those interests fulfilled is by withholding our labor, going on strike, and shutting it down. In 2021, we went on strike for 11 weeks. I see a lot of familiar faces in the crowd. You know, we got the Teamsters. We got other UAW folks, SEIU, let's go. And we won important things. We won the right to go to the dentist. We won the right to, have kids on our health care insurance. Because we had literally children who could not go to the doctor just because their parents were still getting their PhDs. And we had children of UAW workers who were workers for Columbia who couldn't be on our health care. And we also won the important right to stand up as workers together and support each other. You know, we got a no-strike clause in our contract this year, but it sure as hell is not going to be in the next contract. And when UAW goes on strike again, we're going to be out, and we're going to be out with those workers. We got a bus coming up, or a caravan coming up to support people in Japan next week. When workers' rights are under attack, what do we do? Workers' rights are under attack. What do we do? Thank you very much, comrades.
So we're with Jeffrey Purcell, president of Local 3039. Talk about the work you do, how long you have been in that local.
My local is located at 108 Route 303. It's in Tappan, New York. It's about 25-30 minutes outside of the city. We're a parts distribution company. It's basically a warehouse that distributes parts to all the Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge dealerships throughout all the tri-state area, the five boroughs, everywhere in New York. I pick parts. So you'll have manufacturing parts, which are basically manufacture the vehicles. So you could be on a line where you have to get parts going consistently. You're not allowed to take extensive breaks. You could hold up the line. You could cause the company to the company shuts down the line. It costs them a lot of money. So if you have to go to the bathroom or you have to take a sip of water, or you have to do anything, it's required you to shut down the line, which the company is not a fan of. So that's your manufacturing department. So then you get me in parts departments. We pick any parts on the vehicle, which can go from something as small as a bulb to something as heavy as rotors or a door or your rear bumper or your fender. So we pick all these parts. We load trailers. We ship the trailers out daily, so there's a requirement for us. If you go to a dealership and you buy a part and they say your part will get you tomorrow, that's because we're picking it that night, and then we'll have it at the truck that night to have it at the dealership tomorrow. So it's extremely stressful work, you know, so it's a lot of stuff that we put into this. So asking the fair pay for our work is something that's not far-fetched based on the quality job that we perform every day.
When you say fair pay for your work, what are the main issues you're protesting?
One of the main issues is the ending of tiers. We have a multiple-tier situation where we all don't get the same pay. The tier system was something that was implemented by auto worker companies back in the 2008-2009 place where Obama did the auto workers bailout. So basically, as the company was facing going into a situation where they were going to have to, basically, the auto companies, they were on the brink of going out. So they went to the UAW and they asked the UAW to implement tier systems to hire in people at lower pay grades so that way the company could be more profitable to come out of the recession, to come out of a situation where they were all going to go bankrupt. The UAW agreed to these tier systems to help the company come out of bankruptcy in the agreement that once the company came out of the bankruptcy and paid off these bailouts, that when they were profitable, the tier systems were coming to the end. Once the companies paid off their bailouts, they came out of bankruptcy, the tier system never got eliminated. They actually started adding more different pillars to the tier system, and it actually just got worse and worse to the point that you actually have more multiple tier workers than you have traditional workers inside of the building. Stellantis has about 65% to 70% of the workers at Stellantis are tier workers and not traditional workers that have everything.
What about putting the movement back in the labor movement? But what do you think about working people now with the leadership of the UAW really taking on the corporatocracy and fighting for the working class? How important is that?
I feel like now is the time. If it's not going to happen now, it's not going to happen at all. But things like pensions getting weaved out, that they want to switch over to 401ks and pay our wages going lower and lower. Now is the time. If you're going to make the change and you want to get good union paying jobs, now's the time to strike. Now's the time to stand up and fight for what you want, because if we don't do it now, I feel like it's not going to happen at all. So I respect Sean Fain for stepping up and, you know, doing what he has to do as a leader for us. And, you know, we're going to support whatever decisions he make, and we're going to do what we need to do on our side to, you know, fill our part.
We have two extremely young members. I don't even know if they're legitimate members, but they certainly are spiritually and morally and politically members of the UAW because their dad is here, and their dad is the president of Local 3039. What's your name?
My name is Noah Purcell.
And you were on the picket line?
Yeah.
What did that feel like? Why did you join the picket line?
Because I wanted to support my dad in the fight, in the strike, and see, like, how, like, what they would do and how it is, and, like, how they would, like, situate it and stuff, and, like, how they would support each other. When I was there, I would see people honking, like, in respect when they have the signs up and stuff, and then, yeah, that's what I saw.
So how important do you think it is for people to support? And we didn't ask your dad, which has to be our final question. How should people support? Why should people support your dad, who's out there on strike? And Jeff, you got to tell us what people are supposed to do to show their support.
They should support because on strike, you know, we have families. You know, we have to get money for provide a future. And I think with them supporting us, it would be better for us, because us being on strike, we can't do anything, and we need to earn money somehow.
Thank you. And what do we do to stand up, fight back, show support to the UAW?
Any support you guys want to show is appreciated. Our location is 108 Route 303 in Tappan, New York. Any attendance, come up, grab a picket line, just come stand with us on the line. We appreciate all the support from any members. Thank you.
And you think we should tell our politicians and so on, get with it, put pressure on the corporation,
They should definitely come support. Support us all. We appreciate all the support. Thank you.
Mawali Clay.
From the December 12th movement, one of the leaders for founding this coalition that had the demonstration today in solidarity with the UAW workers. And next Saturday, we'll be going up to Tappan, New York to support the UAWs at their plant.
What's so important is why community labor struggles. You've been involved in community issues for years. This is a labor struggle. Why is it now coalescing? What's the importance of that?
Because workers come home and workers go to work. They come home to a community that is only as quality as the resources they get from their jobs. So they've always been linked together. In fact, they don't need to be separated. Although our communities might be culturally or racially or class divided, when we get to our workplace, we are workers. And so that relationship between community and workers, we have to make that. We have to let people know, like the retiree community. That's a community now. They're not in the workplace, but they worked all their lives. And so now, at a time when their health care is critical, it is important that the community and other workers support their right to have health care and not be divided. So the reality is why now? Because everything is being heightened because people's conditions are going down the drain.
So do you see a correlation historically between the Flint sit-down strikes, 36 to 37, and what that meant in the militants then, and now fast forward from the sit-down strike to the stand-up strike, what the hell it means for workers, and we can't forget the Detroit Revolutionary Union movement, these black workers.
And that's one of our roles in the December 12th movement, to make sure the nationalism and racism that go on in our community does not get sidetracked and allow white supremacy, which is to cloud the class contradictions. That's the whole purpose of it. Just like nationalism, backwards nationalism, is to cover class by saying, I'm just black, or Trump covering by saying, I'm your white savior. The fundamental question is a class question. And so one of our roles in our community is to make sure our community represents the leading factor in that community, which is the working class in our community.
Mawali Clay, thanks for the work you do.
Straight ahead.
We're building bridges for a united front for all workers to educate, agitate, and organize to empower the UAW strikers for fair, indeed a righteous contract. For those who do the work belongs the benefits of the value they create for society. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash. We're still saying, no justice, no Jeep.